Shagra or Machta Tanura. She had the shovel of the oven in her hand, and she was mixing around the coals. She was playing with the fire. The Anachta Agabe de Karya, and some coals fell on her feet, on her foot, and Poshami, she got scared. And when she got scared, that's when Malach HaMoveth was able to take her away. Is Kotcha, it like burnt her foot a little bit. The Yisra Mazlei, and she had a bad mazel. The Asisei, that's how the Malach HaMoveth, the Shliach, was able to take her away. You know, Chaim talks about this, that among the worst thing to be is to be scared. Person is scared, some to be the shrokin, that's the worst thing. Here the Pasha, the Meister boy, she got the shrokin, she got scared. The coal fell on her foot and she got scared. When a person gets to the matzah being scared, that's called Isra Mazla, your mazel is bad, and the mazel will take you away. Speaking of, even those Indians of Pachar Adin, like our Rosh Hashanah, is supposed to have Pachar, be a fear of Hashem, but doesn't mean just to be fear, to be the shrokin, to be scared. To be scared is the worst thing. There it means pachad, you have to have yiras Hashem, that's something else. But just to be afraid of something, that's called Yisra Mazla, and that's a sakana of the Malach HaMoveth could take you away. Taita Omalei Rav Beva Rabbaya. Oh, so now Rav Beva, before it wasn't the Rav Beva. It was time the Gemara, the Malach was asking, how did he have a right to do it? Now the Gemara says, Omalei Rav Beva Rabbaya. Islechu Rishusel Nevet Hochi. Now he asked the Kasha to the Malach HaMoveth, his friend, do you have permission to do such a thing like this? That you took away somebody before her time? Oh, Malay, so Malach HaMoveth answered back. For like Siv, doesn't the Pasuk say, for Yesh Nesva B'lei Mishpat? There's a Pasuk like that. That's this Pasuk in Mishlei. For Yesh Nesva B'lei Mishpat. Sometimes somebody's taken away without judgment. So there is such a Midah like that. Not exactly why and where, that the Eibush has its Cheshbon is why. But there's such a Mishpat that sometimes the Malach HaMoveth could take you away before Yizman, even without a chet, that you deserved it. Omale, yes, back Ivok, see, the Pasuk says, Dor Hoylech, the Dor Bo, that the whole door goes and the whole door comes. So, Mashmi, you can't take it away before it's time. So, Omale, they said, Darinalu Ano, I wait with her, Adamalalu Ladora, until the whole door is taken away. For Hoda Mashleminale Ladema. And then I give him over to Daima, that's the Malach HaMoveth, other Malach, that's Daima. So Rashi says, Tirana lo ano, any Maisuan l'shemer ha-mesim, sheshmai Daima. I don't give them over right away to the Malach called Daima, that takes care of the mesim. Elam is galgulin imi, v'shot in boilam. That if somebody's taken away before his time, before the door is finished, they chreis, they're shot in boilam, they're running around in the world. That's called the door. Like Eschlam, they're not given over, they're not finished completely, they're not given over to Dum Daima, to this Malach HaMoveth, until the whole door is taken away. But Akoponim, he took her away from this world. Maybe she doesn't go to the Malach HaMoveth yet, wherever she is in between. But Akoponim, he took her away before her time. What do you do with these extra years? Omar, he said, if there's a big Talmud Chacham that deserves to have a longer life, we give him a few extra years. As the years that were taken away from him, we'll give to somebody else. Trashi demavir b'milei, mavir rami doisev. We have a Talmud Chacham that had this midi was mavir rami doisev. He didn't take things through when somebody ranked him out and said something bad to him. He didn't take it to heart. He overlooked it. By looking over the bad that people do to you, they gave him extra years to live. And he took it instead. He made a switch. Yeah. Right. Rabbi Yochanan kimata laikro. When Rabbi Yochanan got to this pasuk, Bachi started to cry. Pasuk says in Eiv. Vatasiseni boy levaloi chinam. Oh, yeah, that he did something bad and he wants to swallow me up for nothing. Is ever chirabai masisin loy. Venisoi stakon yeshloi. An ever that the master himself like wants to swallow him up to make it bad for him, is there any hope for him? Like again, to the Rishayim, that's what Hashem does. So he started to cry and there's not too much hope for them. Rabbi Yochanan. Alright, a turnover. Rabbi Yochanan Kimotel Haikro, When Rabbi Yochanan got to this pasuk, Bach, he started to cry. Pasuk says, "Hein b'kedoshav lo yamin," that he didn't have a trust in the kedoshim, in the tzaddikim. He b'kedoshav lo yamin, but my yamin. If he doesn't trust in the kedoshim, the tzaddikim, who then will he have trust in? Yom Mechada, one day, had the Ka'azo B'yurchei. Rabbi Yechim was walking in the street. Chazai Elihu Gavri saw a person, Teve Manke Teine, he was picking off a teine, he was picking off dates. Shofak Hanech Demotui, he put down the ones that he had, for Shokal Hanech, and he took other ones. The Loi Motui, they weren't ripe. He's Rashi Demotui Nisbashlu. He was pulling down dates, so he left over Hanech Demot, he left over the ones that were ripe. For Shokal Hanech Lematu, he took the ones that were not ripe. That's what this person was doing. He was picking off the dates that are not ripe. Omelet, he said back to him, Lav Hani Malin Tfelek, how come you're doing this? Why don't you take the ripe dates already? The other ones are more ripe, are better. Omelet, Hani Li'urcha Binan Lu. The other ones I need for Hani Li'urcha Binan Lu. Hani Natrim, Hani Le'natrim. Now, I need this to take on the journey. So I'm not going to eat it right now. I want it to stay. So maybe if they're not ripe yet, it'll take a while till they get ripe, so they'll stay on the road. They won't get ruined. But if I pull off now the fresh ones that are ripe already, they won't stay too long. I won't be able to use it later on the road. Trashyani minturin. They don't rot away yet. It takes a while till it gets ripe. So I'm picking off the ones that are not ripe. So Omri said, Haino dechsiv, hein b'gdeshav layamin. In other words, sometimes Hashem kills the tzaddikim when they're young in order they should not rot. In other words, they should not do averus later. So that's why he takes the tzaddik away early, so he should not have averus later on in life. So then the Gemara says, Eini, it's not like that. Volhu Talmidah, there was one Talmud, Deve Bishvivavuse de Rabbi Alexandria. He was in the neighborhood of Rabbi Alexandria. Vishachiv Adazuter. And he died when he was very young. The Yomar, Rabbi Alexandria said on him, like if this young Talmud Chacham wanted to live, he could have lived. In other words, he died now because of his own averus. He should have done tshuva. So the question is, if you hold like you just got finished saying, Tehein b'kadosh b'layamin means, sometimes Hashem takes away a tzaddik when he's young, even without averus. So dilma mehen b'kadosh b'layamin heavy. Maybe this was a young Talmud Chacham without averus. He couldn't have helped it. Because Hashem took him away now, in order he should not do averus later on. So the Gemara says no. Who mavit rabbeisav heavy? This kid, we knew this the thing. He like rebelled against his rebbe. So therefore, we knew it was because of this avera that he died. And that's what he said. If he would have done tshuva and not do this avera, he would have lived. But we know clearly was not a good Talmud. He was mavit. He argued. He yelled back at his rebbe. So that's why he died early. Then the Gemara says, "Vaita, Rabbi Yochanan, kimati lahaykra." When Rabbi Yochanan got to this pasuk in Malachi, Bach, he started to cry. That the pasuk says, "V'karavti aleichem la mishpat, for hoyisi aid mimaher bam chashvim uvam noafim uvanishboyim la shokir uvoishkei scha sochir." But the pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take us to judgment, and He'll bring an aid, He'll be a witness to all the bad things that we did Mekishuv, and we did Iznus, and we swore false, and we didn't pay back our schar to the workmen we had. All these things Hashem will come to say Eidus. So it's said like this, Eved, Sherabim, Mekarvav, Ledoinoi. An Eved, like a Jew, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings to judgment. Umemaya Lohidu, and Hashem right away brings witnesses all the bad that He did. Takana Yeshta, do we have any hope? And Amr Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, Oy lonu, oy vei to us, Sheshoka lolenu akosiv, Kalois kachamurois. And Kodesh Baruch Hu here in the same posik brings the small averus like the big averus. Like Rashi says, in the same posik he says the averum that we held back the schar to pay for our workers, we didn't pay them right away. In the same posik it says the averum we had znus, menafim, or we had kishuf. So the big averus and the small averus are put together. There they did, the small avera of holding back the pay for your workmen to the same type of an avera of living when they're having a znus. So that's called kalas kechamuris. Omer Rashlokish, kol hamate dino shoger. if somebody's mata dina means doesn't give him the right judgment, is kilomata dina shamala. It's like he's not doing the right judgment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenem the Pasuk says, umata ger umat umata ksiv. As if to say to me, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu alone, you're like pushing me away. Right, and the Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Chanina bar Papa, Koloi said, Dovar umischarit boy, someone that doesn't have aveira, and he feels bad about it, he has charot, he feels bad that he did it, is moichlin loy miyad. Kodesh Baruch Hu is moichlin, if he forgives him for the aveira that he did. Shinema, because the end of this pasuk says, V'loy yireuni omer Hashem tzvokos. And the pasuk says, because you did not have yir, you did not fear me. So Gemara makes a diuk, for yiruni moichlin lehem miyad. But if you would have yiru, you would have been afraid of Hashem and have charot to feel bad that you did it, then Hashem would be moichel you right away. But the Yechonon kimat alai kroa bochum. Yechonon got this post to start to cry. It says, ki has kol maisi lakim yobi b'mishvot. Any little action that we did, Hashem brings to judgment. I'll call nelon anything that's hidden from us. That means eved, shiravoy, shokoloi, shkogas, kizdoinis. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he judges us, shkogas, things that we forgot, nelon, is kizdoinis, like we really meant to do it. Is takona yeshta, do we have any hope? Gemara says, now maya kol nelon. What does it mean, anything that's hidden from us? What's called nelam? So Amarav, zeh ha-hori kino v'fnei chaveroi. If you killed an insect, a kino, a lice, in front of your friend, v'nimas bo, and you made it miss, it wasn't nice, trashi kotza daita chaveri b'dovro. By you killing the lice in front of your friend, you made your friend disgusting, it was disgusting in the eyes of your friend. Like you hurt your friend, you made your friend not feel good, such a thing, you did not realize it. But for that, you get an aveir, you get a punishment for that. Well, Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, Zeh haroik b'fnei chaveroi. If somebody spits in front of his friend, not at his friend, just in front of his friend, you do something that bothers your friend. V'nimas, and your friend is disgusting. Trashin nimas means ksaz daita chaveri b'dover. Says also called something nelim, you don't realize you're doing it, but l'maisa, you get punished for it. V'aita mayim toivim ra, why do you mean if it's good or it's bad? Amidur Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yanni says like this, like sometimes even things that's good is also bad. What does that mean? Somebody wants to do something good, he wants to give stokka, but you know how he gives it? He gives it befehesia openly. It's not so nice. You embarrass the yoni. Trashi mayim toiv de mashma, afala toiva mevia b'mishmat. Sometimes even the good that you do, Hashem also brings the judgment. What does that mean? If he gives stokka to a noni openly, kiho de Rabbi Yanni. Chazia chazia lehu gavri saw a person to koyoye zuzi loni befehesia. He saw a person give a dollar to a poor person openly, publicly. His omelay said back to this person, muta of the loyoyvisle. You're better off if you didn't give it to him. Mehashto the loyoyvisle. Now that you gave it to him, look at safti and you embarrassed him. Like it's not nice what you did. You embarrassed him, Rabbi. Today you have shelo amri zehanoy sein stokol yisha v'seiser. Somebody goes to a lady and gives the lady stock of a says that's also not nice. The kamaisi lo ledecha shada, you bring the decha shad, people think, ich weiß, you're coming to have nus with her, there'll be a shad involved. So that's not nice. Rav Ram Rav says, zeha meshagel ishtoi, bosa shayna mechutach, biyavisha bosis. Somebody sends meat to his wife, that's not cut up on Erev Shabbosis. Rashi says, "Shenem chutuk min shenem manukar min achelu v'min agidim asurim." If you send your wife home a piece of meat that you didn't take out the chelov yet, you didn't take out like the gidim that are rosat eat, and you get to Erev Shabbosis, shemeterech shemamarim latzah sorcha Shabbos einem neisim levi manukaru. So your wife is busy now. You first send her the meat on Erev Shabbos. She has to first make it edible for Shabbos. So he's not going to start thinking in to see if all the gidim and the chelub was taken out. So you meant to do something nice to send your wife meat, but it's an avera, because you know she'll be machshir, she's not going to take out the chelub and the gidim. I, Rava, did send his wife meat. The Marashani Bas Rav Chizda, the Koyim La Begavei, the Bekiya. His Rava's wife was the daughter of Rav Chizda, and Rava knew that his wife was a Bekiyah, she was very, she knew clearly to look at the meat, if the chelav was there, if the gidim, if the veins are there or not. To his wife, he wasn't afraid. Like, she knows clearly how to be menaker, so he was allowed to do it. But somebody else has to be careful not to send meat that's not completely kosher yet to his wife on Erev Shabbos. Reb Yochanan ki avimotei lahaikrua bochi. When Reb Yochanan got to this place, he started to cry. For hoya ki simtsenu oisai rois rabbis v'tzoris. They'll happen, they'll come to you, a lot of pain, sorrows will happen to you. That means eved sh'rabbi mamtsin lerois v'tzoris takoni eshloi. Whenever the Jew that Hashem sometimes gives back pains and punishments, is there any help for you? For the more my royis v'tzoris, what does it mean bid and then soros another time bid? Omarav royis shenasei soros zulazu. That means bid that becomes soros one to another. Right, they'll be harmful one to another. What does that mean? They'll be soros elzek goin ziburoi v'yakrivo. Like he got a bite from a scorpion and he got a bite from a wasp. And Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, Zeha mamsi loy moyis liyoni b'shas dochkoi. If somebody gives money, gives tzedakah to a poor person, but b'shas dochkoi means when he's mamish, when he's in a big distress, he has to buy the food. So since he's in a big distress right now, he can't afford to get a good buy. He has to buy whatever he can get. It's like he's wasting his money, more or less. So that's not such a good thing. So Rashi says, this goes back to Gemara before, that sometimes you mean to do good, and it comes out you're doing bad. Like you give the honest tzedakah at the time when he's in a big distress, but a little bit too late then, he can't use the money out the right way. And now my Rav has said, Hangel the Yamri Inchi, this is what people say, Zuzel la lila, la shchicha letlisa shchiach. Because for buying things with a zuz, you won't find it. But letlisa shchiach, to hang it up, to have a basket hanging up food, that will be found. So it means the same thing, when it's in distress and hard to buy, then you can't buy good food. But when it's not in distress, when you can have take your time to buy good food, then you'll be able to get your best, your money's worth. Lula la shchicha letlisa shchicha. Trash la lula liknois atvua letlisa lahefsin libud kach shemati l'nira liknois b'shas atchak mozen shutoyla b'saloi. I mean, it's hard to find money b'shas atchak when you need something. It's hard to find a good price. You're forced to buy whatever you have. You can't look around for a good price. All right, we'll stop here. And you're holding the Afhei Yom Aleph from the bottom Gemara. Again, the last slack we ended off yesterday was just at Omar Rova, Haino de Yamri Inshi. This is what people say, Zuze lelola lo shchichi, or Zuz to buy something good, you don't find it, but at least lo shchiach. To hang it up means to lose it, it's easy. But that's what we said before, that when you give an oni money, when his mom is desperate, so then it's too late, like he's not going to get a good buy, the first thing he finds, he'll have to buy. So to lose the money, to get a bad buy, that's easy. But to get a good buy on something, that's not so easy. You have to have money in advance, and take it slow. Right, the pasuk says, V'chora api voi bayoy mahu. Hashem is going to get angry at Klal Yisrael. V'yazavtim halivos v'istarti ponai mehem. He'll hold, he'll close his eyes from us. He'll hide himself from us. Here's Amar Rav Bradlo Bartev Yumi. Amar Rav, that kol she'enoi behest upon him. Whoever is not the Klal at this Klolo, that Hashem says he's going to behest upon him, is enoi mehem, he's not from Klal Yisrael. In other words, Hashem is hest now, after the Churban of Beis HaMikdash, to behest upon him from everybody in Klal Yisrael. And call Shaina Baba Hoya Lechel.